things more distant than they appear. Let's say that you had just two choices. The first, to leave Rick's Club, walk the 6 blocks down to your girl's place, and apologize. The second, to stay and finish your drink. The entranceway, stark, mail on the floor, broken buzzer and unlocked door, with a little scotch takes on a movie musical glow. A set where you tap dance up the staircase into the arms of someone who is young and silken-robed. In fact, the place is shabby. 1, 2, 3 stories of fried onion smell. Then, of course, her apartment door is locked, and at this time of night, why would she answer anybody's knock? So it would be back to Rick's anyway, right? No, not quite. Because, you see, the door is inexplicably ajar, though all is dark inside. Now, there are two more choices. To call out hello, the only sensible thing to do, or push the door open and very quietly step within. The idea being that you make your way to her room, kneel beside her bed, and whisper your affection in her delicate ear as she dreamily awakes. In you go, for this is the night of fools, feeling furniture with your toes stealthily as a cat. Each step takes days, each day is a week. Your lifetime passes as you breathe through the doorway to her bed, which is, what did you expect? Empty. All you know for sure is that you're tired and drunk and sad. You want to tumble on top of that bed for a minute's rest. You do and dream that you are back at Rick's, and this time she comes in. She puts her finger to your lips. There's no need for you to speak. My place or yours, she smiles. And since you already smell the lavender candles of her room and feel the softness of her pillows on your cheek, there are no choices anymore. But you're not in her dreams like she's in yours. You don't need to leave Rick's to discover that, so you sit and listen to Chet Baker's trumpet on the jukebox to remember and forget.